This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
During the summer when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes, whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show, episode after episode. So, stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
I'm going out with the girls this weekend. Nails done, outfit stunner, and my skin? I know it's going to be glowing because I glammed up my shower routine with new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. It smells so luxurious and deeply moisturizes with its super rich, creamy lather that's bursting with vitamin B3 complex. So my skin glows and my confidence grows. Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in just 14 days.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit TomboyX.com.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Much of the world is fascinated by the British royals, but those of us who grew up outside of the United Kingdom may have a difficult time deciphering the Brits' peerage system, or system of titles, which is a complex, overlapping web of dukes, earls, barons, etc. Britain's peerage system, which dates to Anglo-Saxon times, consists of 5 ranks: duke, marquess, earl, viscount, and baron. Over the centuries, peerages were inherited, created, or conferred by the British king or queen, originally to landowners who advised him or her as a sort of royal council. The older your peerage, the more status within your rank. In 1958, the government passed the Life Peerages Act, which allowed for the creation of life peerages, or honorary titles granted by the government. Those receiving a life peerage, which cannot be inherited, also received the title of baron or baroness. Under the modern monarchy, one of the biggest privileges of being a peer, whether hereditary or life, is that it gives you the right to sit in Britain's House of Lords, which is the upper chamber of Britain's legislature. Meanwhile, elected officials make up the House of Commons, which is the government's lower chamber. During more recent times, the number of eligible peers has ranged from 650 to more than 800, mostly life peers created by whichever government has been in power. There have been multiple movements to limit the size of this chamber without much success. About 90% of those sitting in the House of Lords as of 2020 were life peers. Today, there are no new hereditary peerages being created, with one exception: those the monarch creates for members of the royal family. Here are the basics about the 5 peerage ranks in order of rank. The feminine versions of titles usually designate the wife of a peer because women are not eligible to succeed to most hereditary peerages. The highest-ranking title of Duke or Duchess was created in 1337 by King Edward III, who conferred the title Duke of Cornwall upon his oldest son. Before 1337, the title of Duke was used to denote someone with sovereign status, although it wasn't an official peerage title. Princes in the royal family typically become dukes shortly after coming of age or on their wedding day. For example, Prince Andrew, Queen Elizabeth II's second son, was dubbed Duke of York when he married in 1986. But there are plenty of non-royal dukes as well. As of 2020, there were 24. Interestingly, the business of selecting dukedoms for the royals is a fraught process. Many dukedoms are unavailable if the current dukes are still living, for one, but any open dukedom must have a clean past in order to be considered. The Dukedom of Cumberland, for example, was once held by George II's son, Prince William Augustus. But the prince brutally crushed a Scottish rebellion in 1745, killing thousands, and subsequently became known as the Butcher of Cumberland. So that dukedom is permanently out for the royals. The highest-ranking royal dukedoms are Lancaster, which is held by the sovereign, and Cornwall, which is awarded to the sovereign's eldest son. Currently, Prince Charles is also known as the Duke of Cornwall. Next up, although Marquess, or the feminine Marchioness, is the second highest peerage rank, you don't hear much about it. The term was brought to England in 1385 by King Richard II, who learned of its usage in other countries. Richard wedged it in above earls in status, which was a controversial move. Today, there are 34 marquesses. Meanwhile, earl is the oldest title in the British peerage, dating back to the 11th century. Originally, an earl administered a province or a shire for the king. There are currently 191 earls. The title for their wives is countess, though there are currently also four countesses in their own right. In a break with tradition, Elizabeth's third son, Prince Edward, became the Earl of Wessex on his wedding day in 1999. Why the lesser title? Supposedly, Edward is holding out for the title Duke of Edinburgh, currently held by his father, Prince Philip, in order to carry on Philip's work after he dies. Fourth in rank is Viscount or Viscountess, which originally signified a deputy or lieutenant of a count during the Holy Roman Empire. It entered the British peerage system in 1440 during the Hundred Years' War, when Henry VI, king of both England and France, bestowed the title on one John Beaumont in an effort to merge the two countries' ranks. Thus, Beaumont became Viscount Beaumont in both countries. Today, there are 115 Viscounts. The lowest peerage rank is Baron or Baroness. In the 13th century, barons were important landholders whom the monarch occasionally summoned to attend the council or parliament. Initially, a baron's successors weren't necessarily afforded the same honors and privileges, but eventually the rank and all its privileges were passed on. Baron is the most populous rank today, with 426 hereditary barons and 9 hereditary baronesses. By the way, all hereditary peers are formally addressed as Lord or Lady so-and-so, except for dukes or duchesses, who are addressed as Your Grace, which is good to know, just in case you get that invite to stay at some nobleman's country estate. Today's episode was written by Melanie Ridziki McManus and produced by Tyler Klang. For more on this and lots of other topics that are a royal something, visit HowStuffWorks.com. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating Pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit TomboyX.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.